Go-go dancers and transvestite ballerinas. They don't often star at Japanese political rallies, but they do if the candidate is Kaneko Otsuji, the first openly gay politician to run for parliament in Japan. No one here recognizes that sexual minorities live in the same society as heterosexuals. I want to make us visible. In the West, gay rights are often front page news. But here, the issue is private. At a recent Otsuji rally, we were asked not to show her supporters on camera. Japanese society is outwardly conservative and puts tremendous pressure on its people to fill certain roles, making it difficult for outsiders like Otsuji to fit in.
There is a culture of shame here. The shame of an individual becomes the shame of the family. When I told my mother I was a lesbian, she couldn't accept it. We didn't talk about it again for another 3 to 4 years.
Otsuji eventually decided to talk about it with the public. In 2003, she became a legislator in Osaka, Western Japan. But she didn't come out as a lesbian politician until 2 years later at a gay parade in Tokyo, with a message for closeted voters nationwide. To drive home the message that it's okay for Japanese people to be gay, Otsuji decided to set up her campaign office here in Tokyo's gay district. To the people of this community, Otsuji is something of a hero.
This is our town.
Otsuji has won the backing of the nation's largest opposition party. As part of her election campaign, Otsuji and her partner held a faux wedding with proud parents looking on. If elected, she hopes to help ban discrimination and to draft legal rights for same-sex couples. But if she loses,
it'll be tougher for the gay community to solve its problems politically. But my defeat won't stop Japan's gays from coming out of the closet.
In that sense, the gay community sees itself already on a winning path. Eunice Yoon, CNN, Tokyo.